Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We set aside some time every other week to visit with the Port of New Orleans, and because we understand just how important it is to the economy of this metropolitan region, not just the city of New Orleans. Well, today we are the beneficiary of having a board member who just finished their term on the board, Walt Leger Jr. He was appointed to the Port NOLA Board of Commissioners in July of 2020 by Governor John Bel Edwards, as well as to the Public Belt Railroad, because you serve in both capacities, and he joins us. Walt, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel, how are you? I'm happy to be with you.
So thank you so much for joining us. So, Walt, 5 years on that board, as you think about your term of office there and your service, what stands out most about, you know, your years there, 5 years, and if you're willing to share that with us?
Absolutely, Newell, and thanks for having me. It's really a pleasure to talk about it because this is one of my favorite topics. I'm an old maritime lawyer. My grandfather was a ship captain during World War II and then later a merchant captain. My dad was also a master mariner and a captain, and I have a son, my second son, not to be confused with Walt the Third, Rhett, a Captain Rhett Leger, is a captain and a pilot, and so is my brother and nephew. So we go way back. So the honor of being asked to serve on the board of the Port of New Orleans was a great one, and I took it very seriously. It was also, I think, a very interesting point in time, and literally during my term, we celebrated the 125-year anniversary of the Port of New Orleans. This is as significant a point in time as any because of during that period of time, the decision by the state, the nation, the port, and the region to build one of the largest container facilities in the hemisphere in St. Bernard Parish. And it's been somewhat politically controversial, but an important economic development project. And I'm from St. Bernard Parish, grew up in St. Bernard, went to the public schools of St. Bernard, went up north to college at LSU.
Way north.
came back down south to Tulane Law School to study maritime law, and then moved back to the parish, raised my kids in the parish, and headed most of, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, founded the Chamber, founded the Economic Development Foundation, and consider it, this is an important, you asked what was important in the last 5 years. Certainly, the plans to develop this port for not just St. Bernard Parish, but the New Orleans region, the state and the nation will have a significant impact. And we've made significant progress in those 5 years. I was just hoping I would still be on board. My term was 5 years. When we do the actual groundbreaking, we expect that will take place in 2026. So that, I mean, that, that's been an interesting project, an important project, and probably one of the most significant in the history of the Port of New Orleans.
You know, you've always been very politically active, civically active, as you pointed out, the finding of the chamber and stuff. What surprised you most about, you know, once you got into the weeds of the port, what was the biggest surprise to you?
Well, actually, not. I can tell you this. As a leader, you know, I've been involved in trying to, as you know, you and I go way back.
Yep.
When I chaired the New Orleans Regional Chamber, was very much involved, having come out of St. Bernard, in creating a regional approach to economic development, to everything that we do. The Port of New Orleans has been, since 1896, a regional port. It's not just the Port of New Orleans, but its jurisdiction covers St. Bernard and Jefferson Parish. And in terms of your question regarding what surprised me the most, it was that in the 1980s, when I was involved in the business community in St. Bernard, our complaint was when in 1984, Kaiser Aluminum, with 3,500 jobs, shut down, we wanted the Port of New Orleans to exercise its jurisdiction and build a port there. That's been, you know, talked about for years and years and years. And I was a big critic of the Port of New Orleans for not building a port in St. Bernard. But we were able to get, you know, to develop the Port of St. Bernard, the St. Bernard Port, to develop the site of the old Kaiser Aluminum facility. And my surprise was that we couldn't get them to do it then. But by the time I got on the board and I was put on a New Orleans seat, I guess I wasn't surprised. I was inspired by the fact that the port, with a totally new approach, a much more regional thought and consideration for the people of St. Bernard and Jefferson, decided to build this world-class container facility to compete with Houston and Mobile in St. Bernard Parish. And so with respect to the port, I guess I'm surprised that they finally listened to us.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that there's been some, you know, some local opposition to this.
As it relates to operations, I mean, I took a tour and you know, have had the opportunity to talk to a lot of folks with the port. I mean, I always knew about the port's importance, right, and what they did.
Right.
But I didn't really fully understand and comprehend the breadth and depth of what they're involved in. I'm wondering if you went through that same process as a board member.
Well, I think I came onto the board with maybe a little bit more knowledge of the way things were done than others, having been a maritime lawyer,
right,
having represented ship's pilots, having seen, you know, my earliest memories as a child is going to the canal, tip of Canal Street on the river with my grandmother and my mother, and watching either my father or my grandfather's ships come around Algiers Point to dock right there at the tip of Canal Street. It was referred to as the dock board in those days because that's primarily what it does. It operates the docks. But the whole concept of trade has changed, and those type of docks, you know, as you know, that's now the Riverwalk, and it goes, you know, on down, you know, to the Moonwalk, and otherwise the whole concept of docks have changed. I guess I was a little, because I wasn't that familiar with, interested in how extensive the cruise ship industry has become to the Port of New Orleans. We operate cruise docks right where my grandfather used to dock his merchant ships and what were little, what they call passenger ships back then, which he was a captain of. The function, you're right, Newell, the function of a port, it has become modern, like everything else has changed, has progressed. The concept of container shipping has changed the whole approach to everything done in the world.
Yeah.
And the container ships are so big, that's why we have to build, if we're to compete, we've got to build a container terminal below the Mississippi River Bridge, because the newer, larger ships, what we call the post-Panamax ships, the post-expansion of the Panama Canal ships, cannot get when not fully loaded, or even sometimes fully loaded, can get under the bridge. So while not really a surprise, I was impressed as I came aboard with the expertise and the professionalism and the extent of the staffing of the Port of New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Let's pivot real quick to the public belt.
Yes.
You know, if it was me getting appointed, I would bring that breadth and depth of experience that I had with my Lionel train that we pulled out every Christmas. I'm wondering if your experience was the same.
Well, that's interesting. I'm pretty close. I had a Lionel train also. And I really liked it a lot,
yeah.
But I had no real concept of how it fit in with a fork.
Right.
and it is, you know, what makes the acquisition of the port of the New Orleans Public Belt Railroad, which, by the way, I both had the real honor to serve as chairman of the board of the port and chairman of the board of the New Orleans Public Belt Railroad. What is really outstanding is the way that what makes the port of New Orleans really such a unique port in the United States is its connection to all forms of intermodal transportation, including the public belt railroad and the ability and the fact that we have six class one railroad lines that come through New Orleans. Nobody else has that, and so we have that capacity both. To the east and to the west. And by the way, the Port of New Orleans owns the railroad portion of the UEP Long Bridge. I don't know if I once rode an Amtrak train. You know, I guess that was the extent of my experience as well as Lionel train. I rode an Amtrak train over that UEP Long Bridge when I was younger. We took our three kids on a trip to San Antonio just to take the trip. And I'll tell you, riding on a train up that high is a real experience. But the port of New Orleans in the context of both the rail communication and the rail activities also is involved in, of course, trucking industry, tractor trade, tractor trailer trucking to the container facility. We also do barge transfers. Transfer cargo from barge to ships. We expect, particularly in the new container facility, we'll be doing a significant amount of container on barge transportation. Shipping, from the side of a ship onto a barge, containers, and shipping them on up the Mississippi River. So the rail really is just a tremendous component. But that you're right. I didn't have any much expertise. In the rail industry, other than when I was a young lawyer at the Phelps Dunbar firm, I guess I did some what's called FELA
right.
Representation involving railway workers.
While we have a couple of minutes, I wanted to ask you about what do you hope that your legacy will be, having served as chairman of one of the most unique boards that, as we just described, and any advice that you would give to your successor, Dale Revelle, who actually comes from industry. So he's been intrinsically involved in that industry.
Well, what I would like to think my legacy will be is when Governor Edwards appointed me to New Orleans seat, but in light of my connection to St. Bernard, he charged me with, as you go to this board, we're going to build a world-class shipyard down there. I mean, a shipping terminal down there. You need to, I would charge you with making sure that the people of St. Bernard and the St. Bernard community is looked after, that the impact of this tremendous facility is positive, and that you observe the negative impacts and fight for them. I would like to think my legacy is that, one, I was impressed with the sensitivity of other board members in terms of having only a positive impact on the people of St. Bernard, and certainly that has been my purpose. We have developed, and we will develop a really unique St. Bernard transportation corridor, a new road through the marsh to keep the trucks off that come out of the terminal off of the streets of St. Bernard Parish. That will be a good thing for hurricane evacuation otherwise.
Absolutely.
We've designed the terminal in such a way that it will have very little impact. It'll be economically sound. It'll be almost entirely green and electric.
Right.
This will be a tremendous impact, and I think the development of that port, we're going to have $86,000 average jobs there. It should have a great economic development impact, and I would hope that will be my legacy. That's something I passed on in conversation to Dale, you know, my replacement, but I think the others on the board are all very conscious of making things good.
Got to get to a break. I want to thank you for your service to our community and in a different fashion, and we really appreciate that and appreciate our friendship as well. Walt Leger, Jr., former member of the Port of New Orleans and
thank you, Neil.
The Public Belt Railroad former chairman as well. Have a great week. Can I
mention one quick thing to you?
Yes, sir.
I know it's personal. My son, Walt Leger III, if anybody doesn't like anything I say, don't blame Walt III. But he had his third child yesterday,
a
beautiful baby girl.
I texted with him, a beautiful baby girl. He sent me a picture. I reached out to him, and I profusely apologized. I did not know that was going on, but congratulations, Grandpa.
Thank you. Number 9 grandchild for me.
There you go. We'll be right back, folks.
504-260-1870
on the Okanagan Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.